Distorted View Daily proudly presents Cheryl Murkowski performing a skank.
No, no, I am asking you, answer me. Do you like to eat my penis?
Well, yes, and I also like to eat the vagina power.
Oh, you make me hot.
Oh, really? Are you getting hard, honey?
Are you alone now?
You know, now?
Well, I are you alone?
Of course I'm alone. I've just got me and my pro lips.
Have you a camera?
No. Excuse me. I had a little accident. Oops.
Who are sleeping with you now?
You wanna play with me? Yeah, will you play with your penis?
I am play with a lot. Oh.
It's Monday, August 11th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, there's a baby on your sunroof. Plus, getting your cock stuck in a metal bench hole. And 8-year-old porn addicts. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to start a brand new week of programs. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Got a great show for you today. Do you guys remember Dick Masterson? He was, I guess he's the world's most chauvinistic man. He appeared on Dr. Phil. Here's just a clip from that appearance.
There's nothing more liberating and freeing to a woman than chauvinism. A woman has no responsibilities because I don't expect her to get anything right. All women are whores. They trade sex for money. They trade sex for cars. How is prostitution illegal, but alimony isn't? They're basically the same thing. You're paying for the whore to leave. A penny saved is a woman fired. Women make horrible employees. Women should not be allowed to vote. It's ridiculous. A woman president would be a disaster. Women know in their hearts that women cannot make decisions.
All right. You get the idea. We've played this before on the show. Well, anyways, for my birthday, one of the great presents Corey got me, along with the autographed photo of Casey Kasem, who which I pray to every night. He's my guardian angel. Is he even dead yet? I don't know. I look up and I say, "Dear Casey Kasem, who's looking at me from above the stars in the heavens, if you're dead, if not, you're looking at me eye to eye, because you're still on this plane. I say, please guide me in this life, and I hope you've finally seen those pictures you were supposed to see. Help me keep my feet on the floor, and I'll keep reaching for the sky. Love you, Casey." And then I kiss the picture and go to sleep. Yes, along with the Casey Kasem autograph photo, Corey gave me a copy of Dick Masterson's book, Men Are Better Than Women. It's a great toilet read, and I kind of agree with a lot of what he has to say. Here is Dick's top 10 reasons men are better than women, and I think this pretty much sums up what's in the book here. So this is on, for those of you who have Dick Masterson's book, we're on page 220. Read with me. Dick's top 10 reasons men are better than women. 10. Men do not have Tourette's syndrome. I believe all women suffer from a mild form of Tourette's. That's why they cannot shut their mouths for 10 seconds even while adults are speaking.
Oh, shit!
Thank you, Tourette's guy. Number 9. Men are not sheep. Women enter a situation, and before you know it, they've completely changed their wardrobes and mannerisms as if they've joined a cult. Men are not sheep. Everyone knows the word for a female sheep is ew. But what about the male word? There isn't one. Well, they're just called sheep, then. Women are hateful. That's number 8. Women's entire lives and social circles are based around hatred. Do they hate their boyfriends? Do they hate their wardrobes? Do they hate each other? Yes, yes, and fuck definitely. Men don't go in for that sort of womanly silliness. If we men are dissatisfied, we pick up and move out. Or we take our mighty man muscles and lift a fucking mountain so the world looks exactly like we want it to look. Men do more world-changing before 9 a.m. than any woman has ever done in her whole life. I hope an audio version of this book comes out. I would love to read it for Dick. The number 7 reason men are better than women. Men live less than women. He explains, men blast off from birth like shooting man stars, burning out 10 years faster, but setting the whole night ablaze with manness. Women just kind of lie around like pigs in slop. Congratulations, women, you really earned those rights. Number 6, men write illegibly. Writing is a stupid and ineffective way to communicate. Number 5, Jesus was a man. Okay, number 4, men wear watches. Do you know why men wear watches? It's because there's a limited amount of time in the day, and men need to know how much of it there is so we can efficiently allocate our ass-kicking. Women don't wear watches, they wear bracelets. Like retarded kids in front of a taffy pulling machine, women can just stare at a bracelet for hours and never get bored. This guy is brilliant. He's making a lot of sense to me. Number 3. Boys destroy things. Take paper, for instance, the cornerstone of the modern world. That was invented because a man wanted to beat trees into a pulp. Okay, the number 2 reason men are better than women, marriage is stupid. Marriage is 100% the fault of women, but it was invented by men. Did you know that? Marriage was invented because women were too busy whoring it up to fuck the guy who was paying their rent and feeding their fat asses every day. Men invented marriage as a way of telling women who they could and could not fuck. And the number one reason why men are better than women, men have penises. Having a penis, in other words, looking like a man and having man parts, is a man's way of telling everyone, hey, look at me, I'm a man. I won't fuck up whatever it is you're trying to do. If you need some help, ask me, and I'll lend a man hand. It's the least I could do to be fucking courteous. There you go, that's Dick Masterson's book, Men Are Better Than Women. It's actually published by Simon & Schuster. It's a real publishing house. It's not like, you know, iUniverse or one of those self-publishing companies. So you can pick this up, I guess, at bookstores. Men are better than women. All right, a couple pieces of audio before we get into the news here. First one is, I believe it's a homeless guy trying to give directions to two people who flagged him down asking to find a Motel 6.
Oh, easy. I'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Everywhere you gotta go. Okay, you get to this yield sign, right?
Yeah, right.
You go down to that first light right there.
Right.
Okay, you go through that first light.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you get to the second light, it's an intersection. One way go this way, it's a tricky intersection. One way go this way, one way go straight through like this, and another way just go straight, period.
Let's fast forward just a few seconds. We'll say 30 seconds here.
Mm-hmm. Between where you take the bin at, it's the library, the police station is to the left. You're going to pass by the police station, Longview Police.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to pass by the library.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
and then you're going to come.
Let's just fast forward another 30 seconds here.
There.
Okay.
At that light.
Okay.
Keep straight. Bam. You come to another light right after you pass the college.
All right.
When it turns green, bam. You come to another light. You keep straight. You're going on over a bridge.
Down by,
whatever, let me finish. Okay. We can sing together, but we can't talk together. You're going on over a bridge. Okay, when you go over that bridge, bam, you come to another light.
Bam!
There's a YMCA to the right.
Okay, let's fast forward another 30 seconds. So now we're up to 3 minutes of directions to get to a fucking Motel 6.
Texaco. Right there to the right. Biggest Texaco in Longview. Right there to the right. That light turns.
It's claim to fame. The biggest Texaco in Longview.
Then you leave that light. Bam! You come to another light.
Bam!
It's a Winn-Dixie over there. Shopping center.
Okay.
It's a big old Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Marathon Eternal. One of the biggest.
Let's fast forward 30 more seconds.
You going through that light.
Oh, okay.
Bam! You come to a place down there. They got a La Quinta Inn.
Okay.
We're now 4 minutes into these directions to get to a Motel 6.
The inn.
Yeah.
You got La Quinta Inn.
Right.
You got La Quinta Inn.
Let's fast forward about 30 more seconds.
You take that right there at that light, and there's Motel 6.
There it is.
Yeah!
Simples.
There's Motel 6.
It actually took 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
I should have wrote it down for you, but that's the best way I could see
it. I got it. Hey, there's you know right this there. Town, don't you?
Yeah.
You know everything.
Yeah.
You must be from around there.
Well, no, not really. I've been here about a week. since my little brother got killed. I'm kind of living out on the street. Y'all could help me out and get a sandwich or something, could you?
Well, I don't, I don't know where.
Maybe a dollar or something, help me out a little bit, a couple dollars.
I'm
going to try
here
to get me a hamburger or something.
What's your name?
Larry Williams. Maybe I can help y'all out. Y'all need some pussy or weed or...
we're all right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I could do.
You've helped us.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all, what kind of businessman y'all is? I'm thinking about coming to California pretty soon.
Well, there's a lot of things going on out there.
Yeah. What kind of business y'all
into? He's a movie producer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, hell, let me get in deep throat or something like that.
I'm a bicycle rider.
Yeah? Maybe I can get off in one of the movies out there or something like that there, man. And I sure would be interested in the movies.
You got a big dick, Larry?
Yeah, I got a dick that long and that big around. I got a good dick. I got a dick made of gold. I got a good dick.
You
I got a lovely dick.
Johnny Watt.
I got a beautiful dick. I got a lovely dick.
I'll keep it in mind.
And it can come 24 hours a day. Around the clock. I got a dick that go around the clock.
So the girls in this neighborhood are pretty happy. They're walking around with smiles on their faces.
Yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
There ain't any girls around here with frowns, are there?
Hell no. Because I am the goddamn dickman. D-I-C-K-E-M-A-N. I am the dickman.
All right.
Yeah. Your world. I'm just like a squirrel trying to crack a nut. Yeah,
buddy. All right, got one more clip for you today. I guess this would be considered a porno blooper. A guy comes on a girl's tits. She's supposed to take the cum off of her tits and place it in her mouth. Suck on the cum a bit. Although she starts gagging on it, and the guy in the scene is thinking he's going to help her out by tasting his own cum. See, it tastes good. Weird. Although the director then goes apeshit crazy on him. Take a listen.
All right, here we go.
All right. Fucking come for me, baby. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Hell yeah.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera a little. Okay, good job. Say
I
want
stranger
come. Suck it.
They scooped it up with a spoon.
Suck it.
It's okay.
What are you doing? You throw up. Just throw up.
I'm not going to throw up.
I
just fucking can't.
It tastes good, see?
Stop.
See, the porn star's guy, the guy is like, see, it tastes good.
See? Stop. What are you doing?
The director's like, what the hell are you doing?
It tastes good, see?
Stop. What are you doing?
It tastes good, see?
Stop. What are you doing?
It tastes good, see?
Stop. What are you doing? What are you doing? Touching your fucking cum. I try to help Riley. Film it. He just ate fucking cum, this fucking dumb motherfucker. He did a good scene. He's a fucking pig. Say hello to all your friends in fucking Jersey, Polly. Alright, get your hand off the cum and just at least play with it or something. Damn, it was a good cum shot and you fucking ate your own cum. What's the matter with you? Tell the camera what the fuck's the matter with you. Good job, Polly, for your first scene.
I just figured to make sure that it tastes good and maybe it would change her mind.
By taking all of it off her fucking tits? Stillness. This fucking guy eats his own cum, alright? Polly, how long have you been eating your own cum? I mean, it's good for you, right? It's good protein, right? Protein,
yeah, absolutely.
Skin. Good protein source, huh? Yeah. What does your cum taste like, Polly?
To me, it tastes sweet, like fruit salad.
Yeah?
Fruit salad?
Do you eat a lot of fruit salad, Polly?
Sure do.
Do you swallow other guys' cum?
Not at all.
Besides yourself?
Nope.
You sure about that, Polly?
Positive.
All right, there you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, it's a great time to sign up. Tomorrow we should have an extended or exclusive show for you. This past Friday we did a bonus episode of the show. We kind of considered it a weekend program. We did an extended show. We did another bonus episode last week. We did a video cast. Lots of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you like Distorted View, support the program. Sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Columbus, Ohio. It has nothing to do with me, I swear. Authorities in central Ohio have their own stories about oddball 911 calls, similar to the recent one in Florida by a man upset about his Subway sandwich, which you heard on Distorted View. Columbus police say they got one roughly 2 months ago when a woman was unhappy with her fast food hamburger. which is oddly like the 911 call that we played on the show regarding the Western burger from Burger King. Lieutenant Brent Mill in the police radio room says the restaurant remade the burger, but the customer still wasn't satisfied. She's picking her kids up from Taekwondo practice, and they're hungry, and they want a Western burger. That's not all that's going down in Columbus, my friends. No, no. Mole says other emergency calls have come from a mother who wanted police to do something about her 8-year-old who liked watching pornos. What's more disturbing is the type of pornos he enjoyed watching.
The guy, he's into dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
Yay. There was also a call from workers reporting violations of office rules. What sort of dumbasses don't know the difference between, like, a life-or-death emergency and some douchebag from accounts payable who left his budget gourmet microwavable lunch in the break room refrigerator over the weekend? What are we supposed to do? How are the cleaning people going to clean out the refrigerator if there's lunches still in there? Oh! Send an officer immediately! Franklin County Sheriff's Lieutenant Karen Cotner says all calls about potential crimes must be taken seriously. The Florida Subway customer was charged with making false 911 calls. Second story we have for you today. Last night in Hong Kong, the police received a disturbing call from a man in trouble. Was he attacked by the Chinese mafia? No, no. Zing, a 41-year-old man, was calling from Lantian Park in the middle of the night. The lonely and disturbed man had apparently thought it would be fun to have sex with one of the steel benches around the park. Now, have you guys seen these type of, like, steel sitting benches where they have, like, little holes in them, right? And so, like, if you're wearing shorts or something, when you stand up, you're going to have a lot of those, like, little circle imprints, you know, on your thigh or leg or whatever. Those type of benches. The bench has numerous small holes in it, which he used to attempt to satisfy himself. I'd be lonely and disturbed, too, if my cock could fit through one of those tiny holes. How embarrassing for him. Yes, the bench has numerous small holes, which he used to attempt to satisfy himself. However, once he became aroused, he found that he was stuck, and he could not get his penis out of the small hole. He panicked and called the police to help him. When police arrived, they found him stuck face down, where he had been stuck for some time now. When doctors arrived on the scene, they tried to release some of the pressure by removing some of his blood. But the penis was so swollen that they ended up having to cut the entire bench free and take it with him to the hospital. 4 painful hours later, doctors finally separated the man from the bench. Doctors stated that if he had been stuck for even an hour longer, they would have had to remove his cock. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Have you guys heard the story yet of the old sack of shit who drove away from a grocery store parking lot with her grandchild on the roof? No? Let me school you. The grandmother spent the night in jail after she drove her car with her granddaughter on the roof. She said, though, it's all just a misunderstanding. Yeah, right. You know what, though? After she gets out of jail or wherever she's at, she could have a lucrative career as the spokesperson for My Little Reminder.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Why is my granddaughter not in the car with me? Oh, no. I left her on the sunroof. Brenda Boucher from Lake Worth admits her granddaughter was on top of the car while she drove, and that officer simply overreacted. Boucher was vacationing in the Keys with her daughter, Carly Lobsinger, and Lobsinger's 4-year-old daughter, Sierra. Now, officers charged the grandmother with felony child abuse. Quote, they made it sound like I had her clinging around on the luggage rack. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm far smarter than that, said Brenda Boucher. Boucher says her granddaughter simply sat on the sunroof for about a minute, so she and the child's aunt held her legs, and she drove the car slowly in a Publix parking lot. So the way I understand this is, The kid was up on the car. Her legs were inside the car through the sunroof. And the grandmother who was driving also was using one hand to hold on to the leg of the child as they went joyriding. Hello, you fool. Roxette, not now. Who would have thought I would ever get to use that sound clip twice? All right, yes, it wasn't even registering on the speedometer. I was just crawling. I could walk as fast as I was moving, said Boucher. She's my only granddaughter, and I adore her. She adores me. She wanted to sit up there. I didn't see any harm in it. The family says authorities felt pressured into throwing the book at Boucher because several people complained, including a firefighter. Quote, I'm a nurse. I've been married for 30 years. I've got three educated daughters, said Brenda Boucher. I've never been in trouble. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm a good person. I'm a Christian. The child's mother agrees, saying that police overreacted. It turned into my mom being a child abuser and thrown in jail overnight. Family hopes the judge will drop the charges when Boucher goes back to court on the 28th. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Right, it's a new week. Haven't heard from my freaky deekies in a while. Let's see what they're up to.
Hey, Jim Hanzola. This is your underage listener.
Chuck, baby!
I just want to say thanks, Hex. I just want to...
Hey, mush mouth. Let's form some words here.
Like, set a show.
All right, enough of that nonsense.
Jigoo, Tim. This is Sideshow News in Texas. I figured I would go ahead and send this voicemail today on the evening of the 5th, because I figured by the 12th, that's next Tuesday, which is my 25th birthday, you'd probably get to the voicemail by then.
Smart man.
Because I know how backed up you are with your voicemails, because you don't play them.
Constipated.
Or enough of them. Anyway, if I could get the birthday song, please. Or the, or maybe dedicate the Sextastic Tuesday to me. That would be awesome. I would feel very honored. I might just extend my site's membership from monthly back over to yearly.
Boy, you know exactly the way to my fucking heart through money. Honestly, I was gonna be like, we've done that stupid birthday song a lot lately. I don't want to play it anymore. But I mean, you know. There's a Sideshow membership involved, then what the hell do I care? And what the hell's his name, Nooms? All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nooms. You know what you have to do. Fork over cash. All right, I'll be looking for that cash soon.
Jimmy, this is Stevie Walker.
I heard
a rumor that you're gay. That you tend to swing to the other side of the fence.
Okay, first of all...
And I gotta admit, I think I wouldn't mind doing the same thing with you.
Good Lord.
You're a damn attractive man.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I heard you like mummies.
It's quite possibly the worst C.B. Walker impression ever.
Jigoo, Tim. I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Bizarre sex term time!
It's bizarre sex terms on the Story View.
Weirdest fucking introduction ever. All right, bizarre sex term time.
It's called the space dock. It's when you shit into a condom or pack it full of shit if your aim isn't that good. You freeze it and then proceed to stick it in a girl's twat.
Oh.
That is the space dock, kind of along the lines of the shit dildo.
Shit dildo. A couple more here.
Good morning, Timothy Henson, Sideshow Freak Eric from Michigan.
Hi,
here.
Eric.
I'm listening to NPR like I do every morning, taking a drink of coffee. And what do they play? They play that little jingle that you always play before your insensitive reenactment. I spit my coffee all over my dashboard, so now I got to go clean that up. But, yep, keep it up.
NPR better just watch out. They're taking all my material.
Jigoo, Tim, it's William, and that kid on the show on the 6th, who was seeing Touch My Body, surely that's just bad parenting. I mean, that isn't that just giving the paedophile proof of permission? I thought I was wrong.
See, yes, really. I should notify NAMBLA about this kid.
Hey, Tim. It's Rat Girl from Texas. Uh-oh. I, like you, also hate the elderly, children, the jam hole guy, and now I'd like to add one more.
I don't hate the jam hole guy. I hate the jam hole guy.
People who think that their cunt turd is more important than my dog. Walking down the street, I have five dogs. Short-shirted, fat, over-tight-wearing Mexican lady pushing her cunt turd down the street. Who's more important? Me.
Of course.
Or the cunt turd? I think we all know the answer.
You.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
I know, these stupid parents with their kids. Dude, they're in a fucking stroller. All you have to do is, like, you barely have to push it. Dogs, though, you got five dogs on a leash, they're going to, it's hard to control them. I'm assuming. People are inconsiderate. I hate how our society values fucking babies so much. But so much, oh, the cute baby. Have to be all accommodating for the baby. When are people going to accommodate me? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Maybe I can help y'all out. Y'all need some pussy or weed or...
Bam! Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We will see you guys back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me.